If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Wendy Snyder here in for Bob Surratt today, and it's time now to play our little drinking game that I love to play with Steve Burness, who is president and CEO of the BBB. We are looking for you to say the tip-off to the rip-off. How are you, Steve?
Good morning. How are you? It's good to hear your voice this early in the morning.
It's good to be heard, my friend. All right. So where do you want to start this morning? There are more and more scams and spams happening all over the place.
Yeah, it's happening all over. One of the serious ones that we're seeing right now is the gift card fraud. The Department of Homeland Security actually issued a warning recently. There's linked to Chinese gangs, organized crime groups spreading across the globe. And it's really happening in all these different marketplaces. We're seeing that a lot. So if you're buying gift cards, they're safe, of course, but you have to make sure they're not being they haven't been tampered with in any way, Wendy, because they can take off the numbers ahead of time, put them back on the shelves, and then when you actually add value to it, they drain the account. So, and if anybody asks you want to pay for something using a gift card, that's usually the tip off to rip off too, Wendy, on that. Most companies, don't call you and ask you to pay something on a gift card or go to your local store and buy some. That's usually a warning sign in some way.
Exactly. But yes, your typical gift cards are safe that you purchase. Just beware of things that don't seem normal. I mean, really, your little tingly spidey sense goes off sometimes, I would imagine.
You're right. You've got to look at the packaging, make sure it's not been tampered with in any way, and sometimes it's safer to buy the ones that are behind the counter instead of the ones that are in the counter in front or, in an aisle somewhere where they're all laid out, because you never know what the scammer can or should have done. But the Department of Homeland Security just issued a severe warning, so that speaks volumes in saying they're having a problem not only here, but all across the globe as well.
And, of course, with the holidays, a lot of people purchase gift cards, so please be careful. What's going on with this gold bar scam?
It's happening in Wisconsin, but they caught the criminal, and he was actually traveling in northern Illinois. So they want people to be aware of. So Wisconsin has some reports from the FBI that people were asked to buy gold bars because their bank account was hacked. They wanted them to protect their assets by buying gold bars, and it kind of sounds frivolous, but we had one consumer lost $300,000. They purchased gold bars, and the scammer picked them up, and they never seen them again. So this guy was caught, but he was traveling all throughout Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa. So if it happened there, it can be happening here. So anybody calls you from a bank and saying they want you to help catch somebody or there's a breach or something, don't believe them. That's the tip off to rip off.
It's a whiskey drink. It's a vodka drink.
There we go. Nothing. Drink a cup of coffee.
Or a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. Or Shirley Temple, because it's a little early. But
yeah, you're right.
See.
You're right.
Yeah, they want people to be very careful on that side of it.
But really, it seems too good to be true, people. Really, it is. And if you have any doubts, like if you get a text, I'm getting so many spam calls. And I got like three when I was on the air yesterday afternoon. And how do you stop these? I'm on the do not call list. Why do they keep calling me and wanting stuff?
Well, we talk about it all the time with consumers. Amazon do not call us, but scammers don't care. They don't care. People, companies,
scammers
across the globe, they don't care that you're on do not call us. They just call anybody, and it's usually robotic in nature until you answer the phone or even sending text out. But if anybody calls you up in that quick thing you got to do in 30 minutes or less, that's usually the sign that, the tip off, the rip off on the next side. Because nobody wants you to do something in 30 minutes that quickly. They don't want you to think about it, like buying gold bars. I mean, just think about that. It shouldn't, if you feel that you're being victimized in some way, call that institution directly. go to their website directly and don't fall for somebody trying to catch somebody, because that's usually a scammer trying to, you know, catch somebody is they're trying to catch you, not somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And they make you panic, and then we all kind of give in sometimes. What about those stupid CAPTCHA things that I can never do correctly? There are some fake ones online.
Yeah, the scammers now take advantage of the situation, so we're seeing that across the North America as well. Cyber creeps, what we call them, use this clever strategy to think you're tricky and to compromise your own, you know, technology, so they don't have to do the dirty work. So basically, they send you an email or text or open up a window, basically saying they ask you download this README file for instructions before we can let you into the site, and that instructions to install malware on your computer. So anytime that somebody wants you to download something that you just went on their website, be very careful. Do the research on that. Make sure it's a legitimate website. You know, downloading information can be harmful to your computer and your phone, and can lock it up, and people hold it for ransom. And it happened to police stations before, where they had to pay the ransomware to get their files back. And a law firm I know had to pay $1 million recently.
Jeez.
So click on those links is not a good idea unless you know it's coming from a verifiable person or an organization itself. But somebody wants you to, you know, click on this link to get into this website, that could be malware.
Thank you for protecting us, Steve. Happy holidays. It's so great to talk to you again.
Happy holidays to you as well. Thank you so much.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the BBB. You can go to bbb.org.